Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, Michael Cohen, producer James Platy on the board. Thank you for joining us tonight. A big day, of course, the Republican primary ongoing. But on today's show, beyond that, we're going to talk about the Consumers Reports list that was released today that grades the automakers. The big three did not do very well, while the Japanese car makers once again topped the list. We'll find out why that seems to consistently be the case. And Michigan State University offering a course on surviving a zombie apocalypse. What exactly will be taught in that class? Well, I'll ask the instructor. But first, still a couple of hours left before the polls do close, and everyone is wondering, will Rick Santorum win the state Republican primary battle, and will he have state Democrats to thank for it? To find out, I'm joined by Mark Brewer, Michigan Democratic Party chairman. Mark, thank you very much for taking some time to talk to us.
Glad to be with you.
Okay, so everyone's talking about these robocalls that the Santorum campaign was making to Democrats, asking them to vote for him. Mitt Romney called it a dirty trick. Is there anything wrong with Democrats casting their vote in the Republican primary?
Well, look, as a policy, as a party, we discourage, don't encourage, crossover voting. We think Democrats should nominate Democrats, Republicans should nominate Republicans. But Mitt Romney is a real hypocrite here. Mitt Romney has voted in Democratic primaries himself in the past to create mischief. And those are his words, not mine. So it is the height of hypocrisy for Mitt Romney to be attacking Santorum. You know, whether these calls will have any impact, whether there'll be any significant crossover, I don't know. I doubt it. But Mitt Romney's problem is not a few Democratic crossover votes. It's the fact that he's opposed to the auto rescue, and he's such a poor candidate. So rather than pointing fingers and whining, he should be looking himself in the mirror and asking why he's doing so poorly in a state where he grew up.
So would you rather see Rick Santorum going up against President Obama than Mitt Romney?
No, it really doesn't make any difference to us. Santorum opposed the auto rescue as well. He's got some extreme views on a lot of social issues. And the other day, he attacked President Obama for saying that we should encourage people to go to college, for goodness sake. He's got prominent supporters of his who are opposed to giving women access to contraception. So I think once people get to know Rick Santorum, they will reject him if he becomes the Republican nominee. We don't really care which of these two extremists we run against in November.
Well, you know, many Michiganians are grateful for the auto bailout, but what about the principle of the government coming in to rescue a private industry? Many independents would say they're against the concept, period, especially when it's an inconsistent one. What is your view on that?
Well, look, obviously it would have been better had it not come to that, but here was the choice. You know, let at least two and probably all three of our domestic auto companies go under, along with all the suppliers, which would have cost well over a million jobs and would have just been economically devastating, would have cost billions and billions and billions of dollars. And so I think the American people of Michigan, are very pragmatic. They would prefer that that not have happened, but there was no choice. There was no private capital that was going to rescue those companies. And given the alternatives, that's why a strong majority in Michigan and increasingly people throughout the country said that was the right thing to do. And then now Mitt Romney continues to basically oppose it on ideological and political grounds, and people just aren't buying that. So we moved on. The companies are making money. They're hiring people. Their market share is growing. And, you know, people look back and say, yeah, that was the right thing to do. Time to move on. And Mitt Romney needs to get off that, and he needs to admit that he was wrong. There have been a lot of other folks who said, look, I opposed it. I made a mistake. And now there's even a lot of Republicans. You know, Bob Lutz, Rick Snyder, and others who said, you know, that was the right thing to do.
I'm talking to Mark Brewer, Michigan Democratic Party chairman. Now, Mark, Rick Santorum seems to keep his numbers up by focusing on abortion and other social conservative issues. What's your view on the fact that Michigan does tend to have a largely socially conservative outlook that does not sync with Democratic positions?
Well, no, I think, in fact, where Santorum has been and is going with a lot of this is out of sync with the mainstream in Michigan. He and Mitt Romney are catering to the real extreme Tea Party wing of the Republican Party. I mean, people in Michigan don't believe that women shouldn't have access to contraception,
although,
which is what Santorum apparently believes. They don't believe that people should not be encouraged to go to college, which apparently is what Rick Santorum believes. I mean, Rick Santorum the other day attacked, you know, President John Kennedy for his views on the separation of church and state. I mean, this guy is really off the deep end. He may win Republican votes, but he's not a good general election candidate.
I mean, we have a voting public, though, that by a wide majority voted against or allowed for a constitutional amendment that bans gay marriage here in Michigan. Does that not indicate the viewpoint of the electorate?
No, look, I mean, we've also got an electorate that said yes to stem cell research over the vehement opposition of the likes of Santorum and others. I mean, people in Michigan are very practical, pragmatic, generally middle of the road, and when they learn the extent of Rick Santorum's really extreme views on a wide variety of social issues, they're not going to vote for Rick Santorum, even if he becomes the nominee.
The turnout at the polls today is apparently quite low. Does that likely mean that the Democratic votes that are being cast in the Republican primary could very well decide today's results?
Yeah, I don't really think so. I think the low turnout is actually a reflection of the lack of enthusiasm for these Republican candidates. We've seen that across the country. Lower turnout in the Republican caucuses and primaries than in the past, because the polls indicate, the turnout indicates, a lot of Republicans don't like the cast of characters that they're being forced to vote for. So that's what I think that indicates. And again, you know, there may be some crossover voting today, but Mitt Romney or Santorum, whoever wins, needs to look in the mirror, and they're the problem, not a few Democratic crossover voters.
Well, looking ahead, you know, there are predictions that we are on our way to $4 a gallon gas this spring and summer. So what happens if there is a military strike against Iran, which some are saying will likely happen soon, and the price of gas spikes dramatically? I mean, couldn't that be a major problem for President Obama?
Again, you know, and it's hard to speculate. It could be a factor. I mean, there's an enormous amount of speculation going on. You know, we got oil companies in this country making billions and billions of dollars in profit while they're still getting subsidies from the federal government. That needs to stop. The speculation needs to stop. And we need to have an attorney general in Bill Schuette who's going to go out there and go after these stations for this predatory pricing that they're engaging in. So there's a lot of things that can and should be done by people at the state level. The oil companies need to show some restraint on that issue as well.
Do you agree, though, that there are many people in Michigan that are now struggling, even though the economy is coming back? Many have even stopped looking for a job. And with that being the case, why shouldn't they blame President Obama for the lackluster job market?
Well, because this country was on the verge of a depression when George Bush was in office. We were losing almost a million jobs a month when George Bush left office. Things have turned around now. We're not where we should be, but things are getting better. We've had two straight years of private sector job growth every month. Again, we're not where we should be. We're moving in the right direction, but the president, the Democrats, inherited a terrible mess, almost a depression, from George Bush. And so I think people appreciate that it takes time to get out of the mess we were in, and really, in the end, appreciate the job the president's doing, particularly for us here in Michigan, because of his courageous decision to rescue the auto industry.
Considering that Michigan has voted Democratic for so many consecutive presidential races, do you really expect the state to be fought over in the general election?
Oh, yes. I mean, I take the Republicans at their word that they're going to fight very hard for Michigan, particularly if it's Mitt Romney. You know, he'll be running the same routine that he's somehow a favorite son of Michigan, even though he stabbed us in the back on the auto rescue and hasn't lived here nearly 50 years. And we're not going to take Michigan for granted. This is a competitive two-party state. We think the president has a great record to take the people of Michigan. So we're going to work very hard and not take a single thing for granted and try to make sure that the president carries Michigan again.
Do you agree that Mitt Romney will likely be a more attractive candidate than John McCain was 4 years ago?
I think that's trying to compare apples and oranges. I should think McCain is a more attractive candidate, was a more attractive candidate, because he was much more moderate and appealing to Michigan voters. I mean, Mitt Romney continues to move to the right throughout this entire primary process. He's going to have a very difficult time appealing to independent voters, moderate voters. when it comes to the general election, assuming that he's the nominee.
Mark Brewer, Michigan Democratic Party chairman. Mark, thank you very much for taking some time to talk to me. I was going to ask you if you have any predictions of which of these candidates will win today.
I really don't. And anybody that tells you that they know who's going to win, they just don't know what they're talking about. This thing, I think, is really up in the air. All the polls say that and everything else. We'll just have to see. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed talking to you.
Sure. Thank you very much, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. When we come back, we are going to talk to the